Dead Simple by Peter James. Read by William Gaminara. So far, apart from a couple of hitches, Plan A was working out fine. Which was fortunate, since they didn't really have a Plan B. At 8:30 on a late May evening, they'd banked on having some daylight. There'd been plenty this time yesterday, when four of them had made the same journey, taking with them an empty coffin and four shovels. But now, as the green transit van sped along the Sussex country road, misty rain was falling from a sky the colour of a fog negative.
"I think I need another drink."
Lolling on a tartan rug in the back of the van, Michael was feeling pleasantly woozy. If he'd had his wits about him, he might have sensed that something was not quite right. But he didn't clock a thing in the expressions of his two friends riding with him in the back, who were swaying and singing tunelessly to Rod Stewart's Sailing on the crackly radio up front. Tonight the chicken was coming home to roost. Big time. But at this moment Michael had no idea of that. He drifted back again into a blissful stupor, thinking only happy thoughts. In 3 days he was marrying the woman he adored. His soulmate, Ashley.
"I love her," he slurred. "I love Ashley."
"Oh, she's a great lady," said Robbo,
who was driving and so, with three pubs notched up already in the past hour, was slightly less drunk than the rest of them.
"Coming up," warned Luke, seated next to him.
Robbo braked as they approached the turn-off and winked at Luke. The wipers clumped steadily, smearing across the windscreen.
"I mean, like, I really love her."